Standing between President Obama and Prime Minister Singh in 2009, PepsiCo CEO Indra Nooyi experienced a moment that perfectly captured her dual identity. When introduced, Singh exclaimed, "Oh, but she is one of us." Obama immediately countered, "Ah, but she is one of us too." This duality defined Nooyi's extraordinary journey from Chennai to becoming one of the world's most powerful business leaders. Born into a middle-class Brahmin family in 1950s Madras, now Chennai, Nooyi's childhood balanced tradition with progressive thinking about women's education. Despite being a tomboy in a society that valued demure girls, her parents and grandfather invested in her education so she could stand on her own two feet, a revolutionary concept for Indian families of that era. At Holy Angels Convent, she thrived in debates and public speaking, and even formed Madras's only all-girl rock band against her mother's objections that good South Indian Brahmin girls shouldn't play such music. This early willingness to challenge conventions while respecting core values would become a hallmark of her leadership style decades later. At the Indian Institute of Management Calcutta, Nooyi was one of just 6 women among 200 students. Though she struggled with technical subjects, she excelled in discussions and debates. After graduation, she sold thread door-to-door before joining Johnson & Johnson to launch Stay Free in India, a market where such products couldn't be advertised directly. Drawn to America as a center of innovation, Nooyi was accepted to Yale's business school with financial aid that changed her trajectory. She arrived at JFK with just $450 in a suitcase, facing immense cultural shock. American students putting feet on desks, eating in class, addressing professors by first names. While working night shifts at $3.85 an hour, she still proudly sent $100 home regularly. After a failed interview in an ill-fitting polyester suit, a career director advised her to wear a sari and be yourself. This authenticity helped her secure positions at Boston Consulting Group, Motorola, and ABB, where she learned to navigate American corporate culture while maintaining her identity. Throughout her meteoric rise, Nooyi faced the universal challenge of working mothers, balancing career ambition with family responsibilities. After her first daughter, Preetha, was born, she returned to work after just 3 months, an economic necessity made possible only by her mother's caregiving. When her second daughter, Tara, arrived, while Nooyi was a senior executive at ABB, she couldn't fully disengage, taking work calls the day after giving birth. The heartbreaking note from young Tara, "I will love you again if you would please come home," with "please" spelled 7 times, remains a painful reminder of her sacrifices. When Preetha faced bullying as one of few students of color in Greenwich, Connecticut, Nooyi and her husband immediately transferred her to a school where both daughters would thrive. Throughout these challenges, Nui's husband Raj provided extraordinary support, often adjusting his own career to accommodate hers. Their extended family network proved crucial, with relatives from India rotating through 3-month stays to help with childcare. When Nooyi became PepsiCo's president in 2001, her mother quickly humbled her. "You may be president of PepsiCo, but when you come home, you are a wife, mother, and daughter. Leave that crown in the garage." This grounding moment shaped Nooyi's leadership philosophy. As CEO from 2006 to 2018, she pioneered performance with purpose, the belief that financial success and social responsibility could coexist. Watching children call their mothers for permission to drink Pepsi at her daughter's birthday party served as a wake-up call. She assembled health experts and created a mock grocery store showcasing healthier products for PepsiCo's future. Under her leadership, the company acquired Tropicana and Quaker Oats, reduced water usage, provided safe water access to millions, converted trucks to hybrid power, and developed compostable packaging. The results were impressive: 149% total shareholder return, $57 billion growth in market capitalization, and revenue increasing by 80% to $64 billion. Even as PepsiCo's CEO and chairman, Nooyi faced gendered treatment. Male directors made patronizing remarks and interrupted her until board member Sharon Rockefeller publicly called out the behavior. Nui also discovered her compensation hadn't been adjusted for expanded responsibilities, something unlikely to happen to a male executive. When she left PepsiCo, media criticized her for not leaving the company to another woman, though no similar articles appeared when male CEOs retired without female successors. Despite progress, female Fortune 500 CEOs increased from just 2% to only 7.5% over 27 years, a pace Nui finds unacceptable. Her experience reveals how women who break through the glass ceiling continue facing discrimination. The expectation that women should prioritize family over career creates impossible double standards. As Nui notes, doing well at work is a full-time job, as is being a mother, wife, daughter, and daughter-in-law. Being CEO is at least three full-time jobs. Her success required extraordinary support systems many women lack. Teaching at INSEAD, Nui meets students from over 80 countries who ask how she balanced career success with family. She answers honestly, it was a constant juggling act filled with pain, guilt, and trade-offs. While she had advantages like a supportive family and husband who shared her ideals, personal solutions can't address systemic problems. Society has largely told people, if you want jobs and kids, it's your problem. The situation in America has worsened since Nui's early career, with healthcare, childcare, education, and housing consuming larger percentages of average incomes. As the only developed country without national paid leave, America compromises maternal and child health when women return to work prematurely after childbirth. Nui advocates for a comprehensive approach focusing on three interconnected areas: paid leave, workplace flexibility, and affordable quality care, elements that must evolve together to support professional success without sacrificing family well-being. Nui's journey from that rosewood swing in Chennai to the executive suite of one of the world's largest companies provides a blueprint for institutional transformation. Her performance with purpose philosophy proved that companies can deliver exceptional financial returns while pursuing social responsibility. By steering PepsiCo toward healthier products and sustainable practices before such approaches became mainstream, she demonstrated how visionary leadership can reshape industries. Nui's candor about the challenges she faced as a woman, immigrant, and mother in corporate America has changed the leadership conversation. Rather than perpetuating the myth that women can have it all through superhuman effort, she highlights the structural barriers that make balancing career and family nearly impossible without significant support. True progress isn't about exceptional individuals overcoming impossible odds. It's creating systems where talent flourishes regardless of gender or background. In sharing both triumphs and struggles with unflinching honesty, she invites us to imagine workplaces where ambition and family devotion are complementary strengths rather than competing values. This may be her most enduring legacy.